Dante identifies himself. He says, okay, good. Ha, we kicked you out twice. So, a couple notches there. My guys kicked out your guys. Well, Dante rises to the bait. He basically turns to Farinata and says, yeah, but we learned the art of returning, which is something that you guys haven't yet learned. Okay? So Dante is sort of going through what he thinks is kind of an ultimate one-upmanship here with Farinata, and he's saying, we got back, and you guys are still kicked out. And again, the asterisk there means they're going to be kicked out for all time. Farinata's family is never going to come back. Farinata doesn't like that very much.
As it turns out, although this is skipping ahead a little bit in the canto, Farinata's not fired his last shot in this yet, okay? Basically, Farinata said, we kicked you out. And Dante says, right now, you are kicked out. But Farinata comes back toward the end of the canto and says, but you're going to be kicked out. That is to say, he prophesies, in a sense, Dante's own exile. This is, by the way, the second prophecy of Dante's exile, and he will hear many more before he finally learns about it flat out in the Paradiso. So there's this wonderful one-upmanship of, I've got the past on my side, well, I've got the present on my side, but I've got the future on my side.
And of course, Dante, you know, not thinking much of the future, thinks that he has kind of the ultimate answer. One way of taking a look at this, of course, is that it points out the insufficiency of this kind of partisan politics. Somebody's always going to be in, somebody's always going to be out, and it's always going to be unstable. And so that if you're depending on this, either for political stability or even to win an argument, it isn't going to work. And so this becomes a lesson. I don't think it's a lesson that Dante assimilates right away, but a lesson for the pilgrim to assimilate a little bit later on the way that, hey, the system doesn't work because all it does is allow for this kind of back and forth bickering.
And in the middle of this conversation with Farinata, there's an interruption. And a guy named Cavalcante pops out of the same tomb. He sort of rises up and then sort of only chin high. Farinata is sort of there chest high. But just sort of peeking over the ledge is this guy named Cavalcante. Couple things to know about Cavalcante. One is he was a Guelph while Farinata is a Ghibelline. However, despite the fact they have different parties, they are in fact in-laws. Farinata's daughter married Cavalcante's son. And they're in the same tomb, mind you. And, of course, they're both Florentines. So Cavalcante pops up, and he's sort of looks around because he knows who Dante is because his son, Guido, was a fellow poet of Dante's. And he looks around and says, where's Guido? He assumes, for example, that Dante's here having sort of one poet of the year. This is the prize, an all-paid, a round trip to hell.
We don't even know if it's round trip.
No, we don't. But
all expenses paid.
That's right. And he assumes that this is some sort of reward for Dante's genius. And he looks around because he can't believe his own son isn't here, because he can't believe that anybody would think his son is a lesser poet than Dante. My son is a better poet than you are, so since you're here for some sort of reward, where in the hell's my kid?
Yeah. Farinata is sort of holding it. It's described as though he's holding all of hell in disdain, and Farinata sort of looks like the statue of himself that he would like to see erected. Cavalcante sort of weeping and kind of mousy, and he says, if it be great genius that carries you along through this blind jail, where is my son? All right. But notice that it's the same opposition. Farinata says, my family, my party, my ancestors, and Cavalcante says, my son is better than you. The difference here is not statesmanship, it's poetry, but the distinction is the same. My son's a better poet than you are. He should be here, not you. Notice once again what we said before, that sense that everybody in hell thinks that they're at the center of the universe. The thing is, how come he gets the great privilege of coming to this wonderful place when everybody knows my son is a better poet?
Some obvious things to say. First of all, of course, he's operating on a wrong assumption. It's not great genius that got Dante this trip. It is that Dante was so screwed up that this was the only sufficient way to bring him back toward a road to salvation. This is sort of remedial work rather than something that's a matter of great genius. But when he asked Dante, where's my son? Dante recognizes him, so Dante knows what he's talking about. He answers him this way, I do not come alone. That one waiting over there, pointing to Virgil, guides me through here, the one perhaps your Guido held in scorn.